Hey y'all, my name's Jen. I'm a health and life coach on a mission to empower women in this season I call the messy middle. We believe it's never too late to dream your wildest dreams and to build lives freed from the shoulds and have-tos. Here, we talk to ourselves like we do our girlfriends and our sisters and daughters. I will share stories and resources with lots of encouragement and a little bit of tough love to drive you toward action. In this podcast, we talk about everything: career, relationships, motherhood, and health. So grab your sneakers and let's go, because she's wild and freed. Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of She's Wild and Freed. I'm your host, Jen, and I am excited to have you here with me on this shorter than usual episode. If you listened in last week, I said the same thing, though, that this is going to be a shorter episode, and it ended up being one of the longer ones I've recorded, but this one will be brief this week. But first, I just want to check in with you all. How are you? How are things going? We just crossed over into the second quarter of the year. We're into April, if you're listening in real time. And, you know, the first quarter feels like it flew by. You know, we get into January and it feels like the longest month ever. And then stuff starts to happen with holidays. And now we're getting that taste of spring. And poof, here we are, April. So checking in, wanting to see where you are with your goals, with the things that you are setting out to do for yourself, whether it be more self-care, whether it be working on a promotion at work, whether it be trying to be more present with your people, your partner, your kids, your friends. Maybe you have a goal of running a 5K or a half marathon. Maybe you're trying to just get up to walking 30 minutes a day, you know, whatever it is. Just wanted to see how it's going. No shame here. No expectation. You know, you should be at this place, or you should have gotten this done. Just wanted you to know I'm here. And I really care about what you have going on and where you are and whether you've slipped or maybe your goals or priorities shifted. You know, that's life. And we work through that and move forward, whatever it may look like. Sometimes our expectations aren't exactly what reality tends to be. And that's okay. That's the way life is. So this week, as I said, we'll have just a brief episode where I want to encourage you to reflect on the last 3 months or the first 3 months of 2024, however you look at it. But last week we talked about the full moon, and it's a symbolic time of closing a chapter, letting things go. And now we're coming up on the new moon and a solar eclipse, which, again, I think I mentioned this last time, super exciting. I love things happening out in the universe, the stars, the moon, the sun. And now we're going to experience a solar eclipse where parts of the U.S. are going to see the full effects. I'm hoping here on the East Coast we'll get something. I bought some of those glasses for me and the kids so we can see whatever we see on April 8th. So last week we talked about letting things go, and this week I want to talk about reflecting on your last 3 months. So thinking about what went well for you. one of the episodes I recorded or early on was about small wins. So even if you start thinking about this and you're like, huh, I can't really think of it. Nothing major happened. I just lived my life. I just worked. I took care of the kids. We did Easter or other holidays you may celebrate. But I know if you sit quietly with yourself, maybe you journal, maybe you just sit, listen to nature, hear those birds chirping. And, or if you're lucky enough to be by water, you can go listen to the water moving. But what went well for you? What did you accomplish? What are the things that you want to celebrate as we move into this next quarter? I think it's really important and something I am personally challenging myself or promising myself is that I'm going to reflect. Because we're in such a busy world. We're in a place where instant gratification, moving forward, let's get the next thing is the norm. And I'm challenging us or respectfully trying to influence you to slow down and take a moment to reflect. So first, think about the things that went well. What did you do you're particularly proud of? What do you want to carry forward with you into the next quarter? And then the other question you can ask yourself is, what could I have done better? Again, this isn't to beat ourselves up, but it's just to reflect on, was there something in my personal relationships, excuse me, that I want to do better, or your habits, your whether it be workout habits or eating habits or habits at work. We have them. I talk about habits a lot. So is there something or some things that you could do better going forward and improve upon? So those are the two questions I want to encourage you to ask yourself as you sit and reflect on the last 3 months. Again, we're into April if you're listening in real time, and we can take momentum with us if things are going really well, if we are hitting the mark on the places we want to, the things, the ideas. And we can also, as I said last week, let go of anything that's not serving you. Let go of beating yourself up if you didn't accomplish a goal or you didn't do that thing or study for the test or whatever it may be for you. Just let it go. Let go of the shame. Let go of the worry and celebrate what went well so you can move forward. So that is what this brief episode is about. It's reflecting, slowing down, taking inventory, and then moving forward toward the life you love. Because I truly believe that you deserve that. You deserve a life you're excited about. You deserve to have the things, whether it be tangible or not, you know, it could be the, again, relationships, the love that you deserve in your life, the activities, the work, and let's move forward toward building the life of our dreams together. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I hope you feel free to take action toward building the life of your dreams. If something in this episode resonated with you, I would so appreciate it if you would text it to a girlfriend so she can hear the message as well. Until next time, stay wild.